Tina Smith, United States Senator from Minnesota.
Senator, talk about your trip across the state today, or maybe it's beyond today, what your plans have been as you're back in Minnesota. What's going on?
I just had a visit with Les and Jeannie Anderson, where they are growing corn and beans just outside of Cannon Falls. And we had a talk about how important it is to expand E15 year-round. I'm happy that the president has moved forward with something that I've been urging him to do for a while, which is to make sure that we can sell E15 all year round. That will definitely help Minnesota corn growers who are looking for opportunities to expand markets. And now we just need to get that rulemaking done so that it can be ready for sale in next summer.
Yeah, let's talk about that process a little bit and what you're hearing as far as the plans of Congress with that legislation and how optimistic you are that the RVP restrictions will be lifted by the time next June rolls around.
Well, I am optimistic. The president and the administration have the ability to make that change administratively. They just need to get the rules wrapped up. So, and I know that there's bipartisan support for expanding E15 so it can be sold year-round. And I also have been urging the administration to stop with these waivers, these small refinery waivers, which has been also depressing the market for Minnesota-made and American-made ethanol. All these things, I think, are help that Minnesota farmers need right now with prices continuing to be low and the pressures that have been added to farmers because of the retaliatory tariffs that they've been dealing with. They really need a break right now, and this would, I think, be a big help.
I know you hear from corn farmers the need for E15 relief, but do you talk to fuel consumers, folks from Minnesota, who are curious about what they're putting in their vehicles at the pump and if they have questions about ethanol, biodiesel, if they feel like they're adequately educated? What's the consumer attitude towards renewable fuels like?
Well, most people, in my experience, just sort of go to the gas tank and fill her up, and they are, when they have a chance to look at what it is that they're buying, they're happy to have a chance to support Minnesota farmers by putting Minnesota-made ethanol in their tanks. And it's, it's good for the environment, and it is good for prices, and it's there's a lot of consumer benefits to E15. So I think, and the other thing that is really great about Minnesota is that we have a network of pumps that, blending pumps all over the state. I was just hearing that it's getting up to around 400 pumps. So we're much more advanced, farther down the road than a lot of states on that as well. So that's a good thing. It's available to more consumers too.
During your visit to the farm near Cannon Falls this morning, did you talk about the farm bill very much?
We did talk a little bit about the farm bill. Everyone knows that we're in a holding pattern on the farm bill until after the election. I am, of course, a strong supporter of the Senate bipartisan. That bill has some important things for Minnesota farmers, including good safety net programs, good improvements in the conservation program. And I have been working very hard on broadband, and there's some provisions in the Senate Farm Bill that I helped write to expand broadband internet access in rural Minnesota and rural America. So today we talked about how important it is to get that done, recognizing it's probably not going to happen until after the election, but we really need to get it done before the end of the year.
And there's a lot of chatter in Washington about the possibility of getting the new farm bill done during the lame duck, so sometime between November 6th and the end of the calendar year, where I know the leadership from both the House and the Senate Ag Committees are saying that it's doable, it's realistic. You're close to that. Do you think it is?
I do think it's doable, and I do believe it's realistic. The Senate, I was just telling Les Anderson and his wife, Jeannie, that I chat with the Republican and the Democratic lead on the Farm Bill in Washington, every week about how it's looking. And, of course, we've got Colin Peterson, who's advocating, a strong advocate on the House side. So we just need to get her done.
Well, I live within an hour of Cannon Falls, and I know I understand how bad the weather has been this fall. And in that area was hit very hard by some strong winds. I know there was building damage, crop damage because of those winds a few weeks back. So I'm thinking about the safety net, crop insurance and in the commodity Title I program in the Farm Bill. And I'm curious about if less talked much about that aspect, and also with the trade disruptions and the profit loss because of what's happened with China, especially on soybeans and just farmer income. I mean, there's a huge swell of stress on the farm right now, and I'm sure that you spent plenty of time talking about those stresses.
Absolutely. There are a lot of stresses right now on Minnesota farmers. The weather is just sort of like adding injury to insult on top of everything that people have been dealing with. The bad weather in southeastern Minnesota and southwestern Minnesota, really in pockets all over the state, means that there's still a lot of corn and beans in the field, and a lot of, you know, some damage. Luckily, the Anderson farm wasn't damaged by these bad high winds. But one of the problems has been that the some of the storage facilities were damaged by the wind, and a lot of farmers are trying to figure out how they can, you know, store their corn and beans, because they, you know, with prices being so low, they'd rather just hold for a while and see if they can't, see if prices don't come back up again. So that's been a real problem with not enough storage. And I've been trying to figure out how to work with the federal government to help expand storage, or maybe give people a little bit of leeway on when the loans that they owe on, you know, there's some good low interest loans that are available for storage through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and maybe some of those loans could be, you know, repayments could be postponed a little bit for people, and that would help too. You know, one of the things we talked about, and I know that I hear this everywhere in Minnesota from farm families, is the problems with the high cost of health care, and that is just another cost that farm families have to figure out how to pay. And I know from talking to families that they are looking sometimes at $25,000, $30,000, $35,000 a year in healthcare costs just to buy insurance. And then you layer on top of that other out of pocket for prescription drugs. These are things that we really are, you know, are putting a big burden on families.
Senator Smith, the last thing I'd like to ask you about is trade and what has transpired with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. We've seen success on Korea, some other markets too, but of course, China and the U.S. remain far apart in their negotiations. How would you assess what President Trump and his team has done to this point on trade, and what would you like to see moving forward?
I'm cautiously optimistic that there's headway that's been made on the North American trade agreements. I know certainly for dairy farmers, there's some reason for optimism in some of the dairy provisions in that agreement, but there's still a lot to be figured out there. It's good news that maybe we're making some headway with Korea, and talks are moving forward, it looks like, with Japan, which is really, really important to beef producers in Minnesota. But the big kahuna is China. And I have been concerned just because I haven't been able to understand what the president's negotiating strategy is on getting to an agreement with China. And, you know, listen, there's some significant improvements that we need to make with our trading posture with China. The things that they have been doing with currency manipulation and intellectual property and not opening up all their markets, I think, have really been damaging to Minnesota businesses and farmers. So I think we need to be tough. We need to get a fair deal negotiated, and I think we need to get at it, because so much of the price problems that we're seeing in, especially for soybeans, would be improved if we could get those markets reopened.
The chatter on the street seems to be, can the U.S. really go toe-to-toe with China when you look at the two economies and it's this tit-for-tat trade war with tariff retaliation? What's your opinion on that? I mean, if this is prolonged, if it goes for months and months, can the U.S. hang in there long enough with a giant like China has become?
My worry has been that if we're going to bring leverage on China to negotiate in good faith with us and come to some agreements, we need to have some allies on our side. And the thing that's worried me the most is that the president's negotiating position has been to sort of pick fights with Canada and Mexico and the European Union and sort of throw everything up in the air and then try to at the same time come to an agreement with China. Well, you know, China can, the problem is that there are lots of markets for, lots of places where China can go to find agricultural products. And it takes a long time to build up those relationships. My worry is that China will see the United States as not a reliable trading partner because of the posture that the administration has taken. And as some of my friends in the farm sector have told me, you know, market share that is lost, you don't just regain it all at once. You've got to go back to the drawing room table and build those relationships up again. So that is the worry that I hear a lot about.
Senator Smith, anything else that you want to make sure we talk about today?
Nope. I'm glad to have a chance to visit with you, and I'm excited that we're making some headway. It looks like on E15, and now we need to keep moving forward on the Farm Bill and getting these trade deals negotiated for the good of everybody in this state.